Rocker Ian McLagan has been singing and playing keyboards for almost half a century. He's played with Rod Stewart, Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and the Faces. In 2012, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he says it hasn't always been an easy road.
Well, there was a time when I gave up music, but actually what I'd given up was drugs and the people I was playing with. They weren't making me happy.
McLagan credits his wife, Kim, with helping him find his way back to music. On his latest solo album, he's written a song called Love Letter, which he says is a tribute to Kim.
I'd send you a love letter that I can't find you anywhere. You may not be hiding from me, but I can't find you.
Love Letter's all about Kim. It's about my wife, who died 7 years ago.
Candles and your name in blue.
I have all the love letters I sent her on the road that I'd completely forgotten about, just postcards from different places around the world. She kept them. She kept them all.
I'd capture the light in your
I met Kim in 1965. When I joined Small Faces, we occasionally would bump into The Who, and Keith Moon and I became firm pals. And Keith came to one of the Small Faces gigs with his then girlfriend, which was Kim. Later on, my first wife and I split up, and I was spending a lot of time in the nightclubs, and I'd bump into Keith and Kim a lot more. Invariably, the girl I was with would fall asleep. Keith would fall asleep and it would be left to Kim and me, and we would spend the night just chatting and drinking, and that happened a couple of times. And the second time, there was a pub at the end of the road. We hadn't slept. I think we might have been doing drugs. But anyway, when we got back, I got out of the car to open the gates for her. I'd driven and she was on her bicycle, and as I went up to her, I pushed her off the bicycle, so I'd grabbed her. I mean, you couldn't make this up. I grabbed her and kissed her. And we kissed, and then there was a moment of, oh, my God. And that's when it started. And we were together 33 years.
I'd send you a love letter, though you may never read it. But that it goes out from my heart.
Yeah, she was my muse. I mean, she actually is my muse. I'd always heard that term, and it took me a long while to realize that she was the inspiration for so many songs and continues to be. Not all the saddest songs. I mean, some of the funniest songs or the lightest songs. There's little bits of her. She's always there, bringing that out of me. I think it's a good thing.
I'd send you a love.
That's Ian McLagan sharing the story behind the song Love Letter. It's from his new album called United States.
I'd send you a love letter. I'd send you a love letter. I'd send you a love letter.